Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're really, really happy that we get to talk with our next guest. You know, the 49ers, in my mind, they removed their soul, their heartbeat, their leader, and one of the most important players in team history when they decided to part ways with future Hall of Famer Frank Gore. He is everything a football player, a teammate is supposed to be. And he is teaming up with Sinbad Sports to head to San Jose for a VIP autograph signing Saturday, March 16th from 11 to 2 at the World of Sports. You can pick up tickets at www.sinbadsports.com. Frank Gore, who has just signed a new deal with the Buffalo Bills, joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Frank, it is great to have you on. You have been missed in the Bay Area every single day you've been gone.
Man, I miss it out there too, man. You know, but man, nothing but love. I love all my fans, man.
But who's shouting behind you there?
Oh, that's my boys, my kids, man. You know, they're just getting out of school.
It's unbelievable, man. You got kids now. You got I hear you got a kid who is officially getting scholarship offers.
Yeah, my junior, Lil Frank, they've been doing great, man. I just tell him to keep working, man. Keep his head down, and you know, just keep believing in himself, and he'll be fine. You know, but he been tearing high school ball up.
That's fantastic, man. Also, a running back like his daddy.
Yeah, running back. He do everything. He can do everything on the field. He got a great chance. He got a great chance. As long as he just keep working and, you know, believe in himself, he'll be fine.
I know I'm officially getting old when the sons of players that I've rooted for are now going to college to play college football.
No, I probably just started early. You know, you never know. It ain't that. Sometimes, you know, when you're younger, you start early. I had them, you know, 17 in high school, you know. No, I just started early. That's all.
That makes me feel better. I know that. It's
That's what I'm saying.
Year 15 for you, Frank. So 14,748 yards. Obviously, nothing left for you to prove in the NFL. So what keeps you going? What makes you want to play a 15th year?
You know, I still love it. You know, I'm still having fun, and I'm still balling, man. You know, I'll be 36 in May, and I'm still showing them young boys that I still can do it.
So. Oh, yeah.
No, if I still can do it, why not do it? You know, if I feel like if I would have played early on, you know, last year, I probably would have broke 1,000 before I got hurt, you know. But I'm having fun, and I still love the game still, you know.
By the way, there hasn't been a single 49er running back to crack 1,000 yards since Frank Gore. You're now fourth on the all-time rushing list, and next up is Barry Sanders. What would that mean to you personally to pass Barry Sanders?
It would be real big. No, you got to think about my, you know, coming out of college, and when I got drafted in the third round, you know, Scott McCoy drafted me to come to 49ers third round. You know, they was dogging him, saying that they reached for me, and, you know, they're telling him that I won't be in the league no longer than 2 or 3 years. And hey, look at me now, man. I've been blessed to be playing. I'm still playing at year 15. And, you know, and I've been very successful in the NFL, so it's a blessing. It'll be a blessing.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up about when you were drafted, because I know knee injuries were a part of that, I believe, and you fought through a few of those in your career, if I'm not mistaken. And that's a big topic around here lately, because the Niners just signed Quan Alexander coming off an ACL. And I'm just wondering, as someone who's been through that, when you see players around the league coming off an ACL tear sign a big contract like that, do you think, man, he's got a long road back? Or is the medical technology at a point now where...
It depends if he love the game and he love what he do and respect what he do, and, you know, and want to get back to that level of dominate, you know, he'll do it, you know. But if he don't love him, he just playing for the money, you know, he won't, and then the organization will look bad. But, you know, I kind of played against that guy. He's a hell of a player. He's a fast guy, and, you know, he made a lot of big plays before he was injured. You know, we got the same agent. So I think, you know, by me playing with him, I think he loved it again. I think he'll be fine.
Frank Gore here on 95.7 The Game. And all I can tell you is I think that not giving you the ball on the goal line in 2013 has changed this franchise's history ever since. I think they give you the ball, you score late, you win the Super Bowl, you're still here, Harbaugh's still here, everything changes.
And I won it, and I probably would have got the MVP, right?
I think so. I would have given it to you.
Yeah, but it's all good, man. Things, you know, it didn't happen. You know, I wish, you know, I wish we would have won that Super Bowl. I probably wouldn't have been playing right now because, you know, that's one of the things I always wanted to do, won the Super Bowl, you know. But, man, I had a great time in the Bay Area. I had a great time with the 49ers, who a great organization. And you know, the moves they've been making and the coaches, I really respect the coach they got there. You know, I'm sorry what happened to them last year because I think they got the right people in the building to have success, man. And I think, you know, once everybody get healthy, I think they will have success this year.
Frank, was it good to go and play in your hometown of Miami for a little while?
Oh, I loved it, man. You know, I got to be real because, you know, I'm from Miami and, you know, just I have my oldest son, you know, I haven't saw him play since he was 3 or 4 years old. You know, my first time seeing him play was in high school. My time seeing him play since he was 4 was in high school, and I went to a spring game, and, you know, I was nervous, man. You know, just seeing my son out there, and he balled out, man. He had 120, 30 yards, and I was like, man, you know, he can ball. So I was happy to be home, man. It was a great – I had fun out here in Miami. All my fans from college were showing me love, so it was great.
Now you go to Buffalo, and I'm wondering, you're going to be in a backfield with a very young quarterback. So how much of your role this year do you feel like, in addition to carrying the football, obviously, is kind of helping younger guys learn the ropes of the NFL?
I'm going to try to be me. You know, every year if I can be me, I feel like I'll be fine. You know, I'm going to go out there and try to be Frank Gore as I've been when I was in the Niners with the Colts and also with the Dolphins. You know, that's... Mm-hmm. Do whatever it takes to help my team win. And, you know, as long as I'm healthy and, you know, enjoying it, I'll be fine. You know, training my behind off like I will when it's time to go to get ready for the season. You know, I'll do good.
Man's led by example his entire career. Frank Gore is going to be in San Jose this weekend. Saturday. That's officially tomorrow, March 16th, from 11 to 2 o'clock at the World of Sports. For tickets, you can go to sinbadsports.com. Is your autograph hand ready to go? You loose up? You ready to sign hundreds of these things?
I'm ready to see all my fans, man. That's one of the best in the Bay Area. They're one of the best fan bases I've been around, man. They've been showing me love since the day I stepped in down there, man, in the Bay Area. And I'm happy to come back, and I miss them out there, man. I love them, man. I want to say thank you to all my fans for my whole 10 years there. I wish I could have came back, but it didn't happen. Hey, I still love y'all.
Frank, do you think that you're going to get together with any of your former teammates, like you and Joe Staley, going to go grab a beer?
Well, I call Joe. We talk. Joe, man, Joe talk a lot, you know, during the season. And we talk when I signed with Buffalo. He texted me and was very proud of me and told me, man, one of the reasons he's still going is because me. And one of the reasons why, you know, how much we respect the game, man, the way we've been together. We had ups and downs, like, as a teammate, the organization. And, you know, we had good days, we had bad days. But, you know, he said respect the way I play the game of football.
I got to tell you, this team hasn't been right since In said goodbye to you.
I see they haven't had a 1,000-yard rushing since I left.
No, they have not. No, they have not. And they haven't seen a winning season since you left either, I don't believe. Your endurance, your availability, just it's been a remarkable career that I think one day puts you in Canton. You'll go in as a 49er, correct?
Yeah, all day. I've been there 10 years, man. They were the ones that gave me the first opportunity to play in the professional league in the NFL, and like I said, coming out of college, I was injured, and they still gave me the opportunity to get to that level that I always wanted to get as a kid. But I got to go as a Niner, man. You know, I started there, and I'm gonna finish there when I'm done. Whenever I feel like I'm done, you know, I'm gonna come back and retire as a Niner. So, you know, I tell all my fans, I can't wait to see them, and I miss it, man.
Sounds like a number that deserves retiring. Sounds like a player that will be honored. And that number will be somewhere at Levi Stadium Sunday. Frank, it was great to talk to you. Have a good time in San Jose this weekend. And all the best to you in Buffalo as you continue with your Hall of Fame career, man. We miss you out here.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.